There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have y'all along live from the grounds here for the G&D Farms Outdoor Expo, second year of this, and talk more about that in 1 minute. I do want to say, Dr. Mariana, I don't have anything to give away today, but you're obviously trying to get in good graces, and it's working. The hockey team idea name, the Mobile Sean Sullivans. I'm going to stick with Mystics, and the airport should be called the Mobile Sean Sullivan International Airport. Dr. Mariana, I don't know, you're getting on my good side. I don't know what's happening here, but I appreciate those texts. And we'll come back and check more texts in a second. Right now, joined by Joy Bobo from Capital Tractor.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. And the amount of orange in here is a fantastic thing.
Oh, my goodness. I tell people orange is the only thing that's okay in the football world. Please, I don't want to see it. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. But in tractor-wise, it's really something. I want to talk about the tractors here and also the chance for somebody to get use of a RTV from y'all. But first, tractor-wise, there's some beautiful machines in here. Also, I saw you had the 2502 out there, which is... Gosh, I told stories about that. I ran a 2502 for so many years.
Right.
And
yeah.
I mean, I love bigger the better, cab tractors and all that. But for somebody pulling a tractor with a regular truck.
Absolutely.
Going to the hunting camp. That thing is perfect.
It'll do what you need.
It's perfect.
It
right?
is. I quote those probably three times a day at least.
Well, and that's, you know, that's like most reality is people are like, okay, if I get a tractor, might need it at home to put in the garden and do some things around the house, and then I'm going to take it to the camp, and I don't have a big diesel truck to haul it.
Right, yep. It'll fit on those trailers good, and then it'll fit into, you know, your low barn.
Yes.
It's very practical.
Before you adjust that roof line on it, yeah, with a girder on a low barn. And so, yeah, but you have a selection of a bunch of different tractors, so people are looking for their next tractor. They got a chance to come ask you questions, come sit in the seat, do all that stuff.
Yes, absolutely, and I'll crank it up for you, too. We got
good.
The keys.
Good. Yeah, so the tractors are here. We're here at the grounds. Y'all are going to be here today,
yes,
tomorrow, and Sunday.
Absolutely. We're going to be here till close.
And then the RTVs. And this is really, it gets me, because and I have Kubota tractors, and I have a Kubota RTV. My problem is mine is a 2003 or 2005, which I love. It's reliable, but mm-hmm. I come in here and I get RTV envy.
You're drooling. You're staring right at them, too.
Yeah, you notice I do that. And you set me up in a place here to look at them because they got that same reliable engine, but obviously the creature comforts have come into the mix here.
Absolutely. Yes. And we have our diesel and our gas. We have the ones with the closed cabs now. We're just talking to someone. The heat in Alabama is something fierce. So having
the
that
closed
cab
ones. So explain, like, y'all going to say, oh, it just has a wind. Y'all, this thing's got AC in them. They've got radios in them. You close the doors.
You're in a car practically at that point.
Absolutely. And you can do that with the different models, right? I mean, can you do the closed door on the diesels and the gas, or is that just on the gas?
Just on that one you see right there, the gas. But we can do canopies and windshields, basically protect you on the top and on the front. But as far as the cab goes, that's what we have right there.
Why does somebody go, and mine's a diesel, but why does somebody choose to run, because y'all have the gas ones as well, why is somebody choosing to run a diesel for an RTV versus gas?
They'll just pull a little bit more. They're just a little bit more heavy duty. They are very good at using a little bit less fuel than mm-hmm. the gas will. So it just depends on what you're doing. If you're running all day, I'd recommend the diesel.
Yeah, they're pretty much if you know how to work on your Kubota tractor, you
know how to work on the RTV.
Right, that's yep, there's all very similar. And if you don't, you can bring it in and we'll work on it for you.
They got the tractors. Y'all also have implements out here.
Yes.
And let's talk about selection. Maybe even somebody who already has a tractor but looking for new implements for this hunting season. What do you got?
Yeah, we usually stock Land Pride implements and Land Shark. Those are the main companies that we carry. We got buckets, tillers, you know, your cutter, basic bush hog. We got it all. Grapples, whatever you want. Tillers.
Yeah, you, I see over there in amongst the tractors, skid steer.
Yes, absolutely. We have the diamond tiller set up to that one.
Now, the diamond, even with that, is that the, that's the mulcher
yes,
head?
Yes, and yes, it's, the mulcher's over there.
But it's even cuttier, using a technical term here. It's cuttier.
Yeah, it's very cuttier.
way cuttier here.
Absolutely, and that's we have that 75.3 SVL, 75 horsepower. It'll get that job done real good.
You know what's also cool is as a person who works on his own equipment, y'all's service department. I was telling John the other day, I forget who it is who works at the very corner there
yes,
when
that,
you walk in.
The lady?
Yes.
That's Brandy. Yep.
Brandy, who knows everything.
I know. I hope to learn from her.
I mean, you walk in, I said, I've got it. She's like, yeah, I know what you need.
Right.
You know,
she's like, say less.
So, I mean, it's good to have, you know.
Right. Yeah, our service department's great. Parts is great. Sales, our sales team is growing. We're looking to move out to the Mobile out of Theodore in February. So, we'll have a new building. We
can
got
you tell
the walls
us where?
Up. Yes, it'll be in the near Tillman's Quarter exit right off I-10. You can see it.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so the whole new building. Got the walls up. So only in a couple months, we'll be shipped in there.
So I mean, just we see a parade of Kubotas going up the road. Are you going to trailer them or are you going to drive them?
We're going to trailer them.
Come on.
But you know what? That's not a bad idea.
A parade.
That would get some attention, I'm
you know,
sure.
You do a parade, jump down the road, and here comes
we are headed north.
Yes, and tractors after tractors after tractors.
Absolutely.
Well, it's great to have y'all out here and be part of this. And
yes.
I will, I'll probably come, you know, get inside that cab.
Yeah, we'll
RTV
get you one
here.
We'll get you one sold.
Okay, you got that. You can make it happen for me.
Yes, sir.
Joy, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. It's part of what you will see out here at the Hocklander Building at the grounds for the G&D Farms Outdoor Expo. Like I said, today till 8 o'clock, tomorrow till 8 o'clock, and then I think Sunday until 4. And if you're planning on, you know, people ask me what day to come. I mean, all days are good. I'd say tomorrow and Sunday you're going to get the Bronson Strickland Seminar, and tomorrow you get the kids shooting. They're going to be shooting archery today and also tomorrow, but that's going to double up on Saturday. So you'll have both Bronson and that going on. All right. Let me get some text here, Red. Don't get behind on the text line. Somebody back on the we just do all next week on people's names for the hockey team. I will see, this is Mobile's ice floats or floaters. I just think the Mystics, I mean, some great names have come up, but the Mystics is still my favorite. I do want y'all, if you didn't catch that conversation I had yesterday with Jim Cox, I want you to go back and listen to it on our podcast, whether you go to fmtalk1065.com and click the podcast tab, or you're one of the people that has the FM Talk 1065 app, which is available for you if you have not gotten it. If you're an iOS user, it's on the App Store. If you're an Android user, go to Google Play. Both places, look for FMTALK 1065. You'll see our logo. That's the app, and download it. But our podcast posts there first, but you can also get them on the website, anywhere you subscribe for podcasts. But it was interesting. And if you didn't catch it, it's a good conversation. So Jim Cox, my buddy, who came here to Mobile to do play-by-play for the Mobile Mystics and decided to stay even after the Mystics went away, he knows the business of hockey. So he talks about that, and he in that interview, I ask him why it didn't work the first time, why he thinks it's going to work the next time. So if you get a chance, check that out. And also, I would be remiss on a Friday, even though, I mean, part of me doesn't want to remind you to do this because I'm trying to be competitive in our college pick'em with the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of y'all in there. But make sure you get your picks put in for college pick'em. That's going to be, you know, if you miss a weekend, then, you know, you might drop down to 600 or something on the page. So make sure you get your picks in. Those of you that in College Pick'em, you know, you got the link on your email how to get in there and get that done. All right, coming right back, more of Midday Mobile. Also, Mark Colson, Alabama Trucking Association, joins us later in the hour. Lots to do, and we are live at the grounds for the G&D Farms Outdoor Expo.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 1065.
Mm-hmm. and welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Friday. We are live at the G&D Farms Outdoor Expo, and we'll be here tomorrow as well from 11 to noon with FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. All right, as we talk about vehicles here, we're doing the last segment. Let me check in with my man where I get my vehicles. It's David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. What's up, David?
Hey, bud. We're busy. We've got we've had a really good good week this week. We've got customers coming from everywhere. I mean, we've got a set of customers sitting in my office right now that came over from Pensacola, found the vehicle online, and they're fixed to take delivery of a 2019 Traverse. And then we've got some folks that live across the street from us that came over and bought a Honda Odyssey van. So we've got customers coming from near and far, I guess you'd say, huh?
Yeah, well,
but
and,
that says a lot about the internet, you know.
Well, it also says, like, you know, you have the people that have, you know, our listeners have drive over do business from you from South Baldwin County and elsewhere. And I think what happens is like it with me, even though I live closer than that, is once you go somewhere, and I've told folks multiple vehicles bought from you and sold through you as well, you got somebody you can trust, somebody you know that does that. What they say they're going to do, it's a nice thing. You don't have to go reinvent the wheel next time you need a vehicle.
Right. It's up to us to keep that customer and keep them and let them know that we're here for them. You know, the folks coming from Pensacola today, that's a long drive. And probably wouldn't have made the drive if they hadn't had the ability to pull that free Carfax on our website, just like we do have on every car. So she was able to pull up the car, look at the Carfax, look at the service history, where it was born, where it was raised. It's not a northern car, you know. She's not worried about any of that now. And so it was worth them driving over, having that information already in their back pocket.
You know, you also, you talk about this, somebody can, if they come, you know, you've done the checkout, you got the Carfax, but if they want to have their mechanic look at this vehicle before they purchase it from you, you're cool with that.
Oh, I'd really prefer it, to be honest with you. It takes everything, it makes everything better. I mean, everybody knows exactly what they're dealing with. I mean, you know, cars are built by people, and they're just like me or you. I mean, you know, you get a cold, you have a heart attack, whatever. I mean, same things happen with cars, and it's unforeseen. We don't plan on anything happening with any car. But, yeah, third set of eyes, we have no issue with that at all. We'd actually prefer it.
Well, tell folks how to find you.
We're at Highway 90 in Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call directly, 251-375-0068, or go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com. And like I said, the website's got the free Carfax. You can text to us, email us, fill out a credit app, whatever you want to do.
All right, David, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good weekend, bud.
All right, you too. There goes David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. Also, let me add this, too, to the today, tomorrow, and Sunday at the G&D Farms Outdoor Expo here at the grounds, which is us old people call it the Greater Gulf State Fairgrounds, but the grounds in the Hocklander building. I didn't know about the concessions earlier, but now that the two people at the table with me here have brought concessions, I see corn, I see hot dogs, I see chips, I see drinks. So if you're coming to, maybe you want to come today to get a get lunch while you're out here, the food's here. I didn't know that, but I now know that because while I do this radio show, folks are enjoying lunch right here in front of me. All right. Want to get I heard this story. Dan and Dalton talked about it this morning. You know, we mentioned that Vice President Kamala Harris, has released a book. It was last week released a book. And this is pretty interesting to me. I've not read it, not listened to it, but the breakdown of some of the things in the book have raised an eyebrow. And Dan and Dalton talked about this morning. I want to come back to this. The headline here, Harris reveals first choice for running mate but says America wasn't ready for it. The story goes this way from Fox News. Former Vice President Kamala Harris revealed that Pete Buttigieg was her first choice as a running mate in last year's presidential election, but such a pairing was too big of a risk, according to an excerpt from her book. It said Buttigieg, the former Secretary of Transportation, Mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who is gay, oh my gosh, would have been an ideal partner if I were a straight white man. And I think Harris means running partner there. She wrote in a portion of 107 Days, the book that's published. And by the way, too, they were talking this morning about sales on those books. I don't know what the end up sales are will be. But one of the ways that you move money to people, I'm shocking here, shocking news. But if you have somebody you want to move money to, they put out a book. You as a group that want, you buy a huge number of those books. Two things happens. It puts it up on the bestseller list, so people think they're missing out, so they got to buy a book. This happens with all kind of books. And also, you move money to that person where you couldn't normally. You might do that by buying a bad piece of art from, you know, a presidential first son or something like that. But you move money in books, and this is done quite often out there when you go, wow, so many books. But I don't know what the sales are on the book, and we'll see. But she goes on here to say in the book, said that Buttigieg would have been an ideal partner if I were a straight white man. And then says, but we were already asking a lot of America to accept a black woman married to a Jewish man. But part of me wanted to say, screw it, let's just do it. But knowing what was at stake, it was too big of a risk. And I think Pete also knew that, to our mutual sadness. Okay, well, first thing, for her to talk about her husband, saying a Jewish man, she also had a chance to have a Jewish running mate in Governor Shapiro out of Pennsylvania. Didn't do that, right? And then, of course, it says Harris ultimately selected Minnesota Governor, Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. That pairing lost the presidential election to Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. In the 107 days excerpt, Harris says Buttigieg initially led the eight names on her vetting list for a running mate because he is a sincere public servant with the rare talent of being able to frame liberal arguments in a way that makes them possible for conservatives to hear them. She went on to say, I love Pete. I love working with Pete. He and his husband, Chasen, are friends, end quote. Well, and the other thing I'd like take some exception with this, and Dalton was talking about this morning, and spot on, if she says that the reason that he would have been a bad running mate is that he was gay and people wouldn't have voted for him, Scott Bessent, who is, I'd say, one of the biggest players in the Trump administration, is gay. And like I didn't realize, you know, somebody said he actually does live in a pink house in Charleston. Cool, whatever. I mean, I think Kamala Harris is thinking in an old way there. And maybe just the excuse why they didn't go with Buttigieg and why they went with Tim Walz. But to say that, like, oh, America wasn't ready. I couldn't be a black woman on there and also have a gay running mate. But it didn't seem to bother voters, you know, knowing that Bessent would be part of the Trump administration. So I don't know. It's just, we'll see. 107 days, the excerpt book out now. We'll see. I'm sure they will drip more of that book out. We can talk about it probably next week. All right, let's see. Chris in Orange Beach said, ask Mark Colson, is he working on a way to get obtained? Okay, that's a question for a little bit later. I know Chris always is asking CDL questions. We'll get as many of those kind asked to Mark as we can. Also, part of it is interesting, the number of trucking jobs that have been out there and going unfilled. We'll talk to him about that. Plus, it is Truckers Week in Alabama, and they've released the song, which, like I said, when he first told me, hey, we're going to release this song, I wasn't negative. I was just kind of neutral. I said, okay, well, we'll see what something like this ends up being. Song's recorded by Alabama artists, and they recorded the Sweet Tea Trio, I think they're called, and recorded up in Muscle Shoals, and you've heard clips of it here on the station. Really pretty good song. So we'll talk to Mark about that coming up in a little bit. And also, somebody said, talk about airports out there. Did you see the story about the Gulf Shores International Airport? I did. And, you know, John Sharp and I had talked about this earlier because these numbers were already tracking earlier in the summer to be something impressive. But once again, in conversations I've had with people with the Mobile Airport Authority, they do not think that the Gulf Shores International Airport is a direct competitor with them. They're not looking for the same travelers, I guess. But listen to these numbers. I mean, you know, this is Gulf Shores International Airport, the Jack Edwards Airport down there, right? 40,000 passengers. 40,000 passengers coming through there since they opened 4 months ago. That's impressive. Extremely impressive. Said this story from Gulf Coast Media says, Jesse Fosnaw, the GUF airport director, said the airport, which started flying commercial routes this spring, saw an average load factor, an aviation term for boarded passengers, divided by total seats, of 70% across all flights. This was remarkable given that GUF is a new commercial airport that only had 6 destinations its first season. A recent Aviation Week Network article on GUF's success stated it's become Alabama's third busiest airport. Now, think about that and the size of the airport and just in 4 months. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll have folks back on for the Mobile Airport Authority to talk about this. But they, you know, in conversations I had before, they said they didn't see what's happening at the Gulf Shores Airport to be in direct competition with the, you know, Mobile International Airport at Brooklyn going forward. But 40,000 people is no drop in the bucket. All right, coming right back. Mark Colson joins us next on Midday Mobile.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile live from the grounds here for the G&D Farms Outdoor Expo Day 1. I'll be doing this today, tomorrow, and Sunday here at the grounds, what you know, us old-timers called Greater Gulf State Fairgrounds. You know the spot. I'll be here doing the show, obviously, here till 2 today. Special FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Mike Ward and myself tomorrow from 11 to noon here. And I'll come in, and when you walk in, you'll probably not too far after you come in the main door here. You'll see the FM Talk 106.5 booth. We've got all kind of cool logoed stuff for you. I'll tell you what, the next person to show up to, the much-coveted FM Talk 106.5 buckets with our logo, the rope handle, the throw handle on the bottom, that whole nine yards. Next person, come on in. I'll hook you up with one of those buckets, so come by and see us. All right, good to talk to this man. Always fun to talk to this man and get him back on the show, especially this week. It's extra special. Mark Colson, who is the president, CEO, emperor of the Alabama Trucking Association, joins us now. Hey, man.
Happy Truck Driver Appreciation Week. I think that's the first, Emperor. That's the first, brother.
Yeah, well, we'll put that on your card, too. First, before we talk about this week and all the stuff going on with y'all, but if people, you know, because every time you're on, somebody says, well, what do they do? You know, and we talk about it. We talk about Alabama Trucking, but what do y'all, the Alabama Trucking Association, what do y'all do? Like, if you're in an elevator with somebody, Mark, what do you tell, what's y'all's mission?
Well, you got 133,000 people in our state that work in trucking, and they need somebody to fight for them, the good guys, that is. And whether that be in Montgomery and Washington, D.C., and trucking is a highly regulated industry, we need to promote the good guys, and we need to hold the bad guys accountable. And that's what we do. We promote safety, first of all. We help companies become more profitable by adopting a culture of safety. We help, you know, fix regulatory problems and create, you know, when the government gets involved and law enforcement gets involved, in a collaborative way, not a hostile way. So we are hopefully that barrier that helps trucking companies and the people that work for them be successful in Alabama.
You know, and look at some of the text here, but this is the last time you're on the show. You're talking about that, too, that y'all are out there making sure it's trained truck drivers, not that they got the CDL the right way. It is people that have been vetted through the system that are driving trucks, not somebody who is here illegally with a fake document and XYZ. We've seen the tragic stories there. You're fighting to make sure those people are not on the road.
Well, you know, I've spent all week with truck drivers all across the state and trucking company owners, and that's what you hear from them. I mean, they feel like on one side they're getting attacked by plaintiff's lawyers. On the other side, you got people undermining them within the industry that don't follow the rules. We're going to never stop fighting for the good guys, and those are the good guys, and I'm proud in the Alabama Trucking Association. That's who makes up our industry in the state. That's who makes up our organization. And, you know, if you want to be a good guy in this business, let's rock and roll. If you don't want to do the right thing, this isn't the place for you. So very proud to have spent some time with our drivers all across the state this week.
Yeah, you said that. It's funny. Some of these texts are saying it seems like every ad is somebody looking to go against truckers and lawyers out there. I mean, it does lead a lot of, you know, I mean, I guess that I didn't think about it, how that seems to be a trucker, somebody with a CDL, and, you know, hear the radio ads or TV ads or see the billboards, and, like, it's specific to what you do.
Well, that's right. And there's still the vast majority of people in our industry, and ones in Alabama, are the good folks that work hard, providing for their families, providing for their communities, getting everything to our communities in and out safely. And, you know, they need some good news. And fortunately, this is Truck Driver Appreciation Week. And we've got some good news. And that's to celebrate the men and women who do make this country run, who do help our economy succeed. Even though it's been a challenging economy, I believe that's going to get better. At the national level, I mean, if you read an opinion piece, this U.S. Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, put out today, he gives a head nod to all this stuff. I mean, it's fortunate. We're fortunate to have some leadership in D.C., in this administration that has been working towards addressing some of the problems we've talked about. There's a lot of work to do. You and I both know that, you know, saying things and then it's got to trickle all the way down to enforcement. We're blessed in Alabama to have a law enforcement community who understands the importance of trucking and you know, is consistent in the way they enforce the rules. But, you know, they need some good news. And again, that's one of the reasons I was excited to come on today to talk about some of that good news.
Yeah, I do like to talk, and it's nice it lines up with this week, right? This week we've been celebrating Alabama truckers.
That's right. And so to celebrate truckers this week, we did something that I believe was really creative, to appeal to the heart with art. And so we, the Alabama Trucking Association, in collaboration with some Alabama music artists, songwriters, recorded in Muscle Shoals studio, in Muscle Shoals, released a song called Highway Dreaming. It's an anthem that really celebrates the heart of the American trucker. And you can listen to it on any of your favorite music platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. There's a music video on YouTube, and you can check that out at highwaydreaming.com. Might be a great intro for your show one day, Sean. Just check it out, man. It's a great song.
Well, I have. And by the way, y'all stick around, because when we finish the segment, the bump music that takes us to the news break is going to be that song. And I said this before you came on. I said, so I like Mark. And when he said, hey, I have this song coming out, of course I'm going to give it a listen. I like you. I want to listen to it. I was kind of neutral in what to expect, because, like, I mean, it's, you know, it's like, well, it could have been, you know, it's a song created for truckers. What's it get? This thing's a hit. I mean, I've worked in music radio for decades. I would have given it charity no matter what, but I heard it and I went, oh, gosh, that's a really good song. And that what Sweet Tea Trio, they sound fantastic. I mean, it really is a good, good song.
Sweet Tea Trio is a talented band. I've seen them live. A lot of your viewers may have seen them live. They performed all over the Southeast. I got to give a shout out to Kate, Savannah, and Taylor. Along with the songwriters that were part of this, Josh Vaughn on my team was a real creative mind behind it. And well executed. The truck driver in the video is a real driver for one of our companies, Jeremy and his family. And it's exciting to get to do something that really embodies the spirit of the American trucker. The folks that I get to, everybody that had a perception of trucking got to see it from that perspective. And so we wanted to do something to release this song so that, you know, to celebrate them. And we've gotten great feedback all week. And so this is not a one-off. Hopefully this is something that can continue. And you're right. It's quality art, man. It's really, really, really quality artists took part of this project.
Yeah, because part of me said, well, I want to support it because it's Alabama truckers and all that. But then I was like, man, it's a really good song. And yeah, you know what? Y'all got a little bit lucky here in the trucking world, because the romance of the trucking world, as people see it from the outside, has found its way into music. You know, whether it be country music or rock and roll music, it's made its way into it. More than like accountants, Mark. There's not as many songs about accountants, you know, out there as there are truckers, but this one fits in the pantheon of great trucker songs. So y'all should be really proud of yourself.
Well, thanks a lot. And Chris Stapleton's got some great trucker music out there right now. And yep. You're right, though. I mean, it is something. COVID was a reminder of those in our lives that never quit, trucking being one of those professions that helped this country move. People remembered that. But, you know, I recall that, you know, some folks have short memories. So we want to continue to do things. Even while we're taking on the challenges that our industry has, we want to also celebrate the good people that are in it, because I know many days they feel like they don't have anyone out there fighting for them, celebrating them. And that's one of the main things we do at the Alabama Trucking Association.
You talk about challenges going into this. And I'm looking at some text here. This one from Sam. He says, can you ask Mark what y'all's feeling is of how long till there are driverless trucks? In other words, like, you know, for the job opportunities, what are y'all looking at from your lens?
Yeah, that driverless trucks, you know, there are technologies that exist today in certain applications. They are not at commercial scale. You know, that type of technology, we already have levels of autonomy in our vehicles, passenger vehicles and commercial, automatic braking systems, park assist, all lane assist, all those things are levels of autonomy. The fully autonomous vehicles, obviously you see passenger vehicles like Tesla and others. There are applications, but I'll tell you, I don't believe that's going to displace the American truck driver anytime in the near future, because most sectors in trucking require manual labor with flatbed, tank truck. You know, there may be certain applications where it's helpful. The level of autonomous technologies, I'm hopeful, when implemented, create a safer highway. And I really mean more for passenger vehicles, because in Alabama, only about 15% of the accidents involving a CMV, a commercial motor vehicle, are caused by the truck. You know, 75% are caused by the passenger vehicle, distracted driving, speeding, et cetera. And so, I think we've got a pretty balanced view of what that future looks like. And some of the technologies are really cool when you get to see them up close.
Yeah, and it is cool. And how it just makes it better. I mean, there you had the skill set of truckers who've been doing it forever, but when you add in some of these features here, somebody is new to the business. They have a CDL, they're a good driver, but they, with these features, they almost, you know, it's almost like an add-on to their experience and wisdom because there's some AI in the mix or whatever we call that technology.
That's right. Well, it's an embodiment that the professional truck driver today in America is, you know, especially the good guys, are the most highly trained drivers on the road. And they operate a highly sophisticated piece of technology that has all types of software, all types of technology in it. And, the best ones understand that and know how to work with it. I mean, you listen to truck drivers, there's probably some frustrations with some of the technology, like with anything, with evolutions. But, you know, the goal of it is, if it's going to help, if whether it be AI or autonomy, autonomous vehicles, these things that are implemented are only going to be successful if they are, if they assist the driver, the professional driver, if they help the roadways become safer, and if they allow the driver and the companies to be profitable. If they don't do those three things, they're not going to be successful.
Also, question here about truck training. Yeah, you've talked about this before, people getting trained for it. We got a pretty vibrant scene down here in our neck of the woods. Maybe it's elsewhere. I'm kind of a homeboy for Mobile.
Well, I'm proud that our chairman of our board, Daniel Wright, with Wright Transportation, he's the CEO of his trucking company there at Mobile, is our chairman. He's providing great leadership for our organization and providing great jobs for hundreds of people in the Mobile and surrounding communities. Bishop State down there does a great job with their truck driver training program. But we promote our industry through mytruckingfuture.com. It's a storytelling mechanism that helps, you know, connect individuals that might be interested in trucking to hear from other people like them that made trucking a career, and then in a simple way find the steps and the places they need to go to get high quality training and then go get a high quality job. So mytruckingfuture.com is our way that we connect people to career paths in trucking.
All right, so there's where you go for the jobs. For the music, once again, the website for the song. Hey, Mark, we still got you.
Sorry, lost you for a second, Sean.
Okay, yeah, so you gave me the one website, but the other one, you mentioned it, but mention again as we close out here. They want to get the new song we've been talking about. How do they go hear it? Where do they go?
Highwaydreaming.com, or just go to Apple Music, and Heroes of the Highway is the artist, featuring Sweet Tea Trio. You just type in Highway Dreaming on Spotify or Apple Music. It'll come right up. I've listened to it. My daughter requested it on the way to school this morning. So rock and roll, man. It's a great song.
That's great stuff. And here it is. Mark, thank you. Mark Colson, President and CEO of Alabama Trucking Association. We'll talk again soon. And here's that song we've been talking about as we head to the news. And y'all can go download it. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Sean.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, so welcome back. Midday Mobile, live from the grounds here for the G&D Outdoor Expo. Day one today till 8 o'clock tonight, till 8 o'clock tomorrow night, I think Sunday till 4. Special on location, FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, tomorrow from 11 to noon. Before things in the Auburn game and the pregame get kicked off, we'll do the outdoor show. So check it out, and hopefully you get a chance to stop by and see us tomorrow as well. FM Talk 106.5 goodies. We'll give away more buckets as well with the FM Talk 106.5 logo. So make sure you come on out and check it out. Plus, we got other kind of things like stickers and pens and fans and all that kind of stuff. But the buckets, the real popular buckets. And yeah, that song. So you heard a little bit of it there as we went to the news. I thought it was really good. And I told y'all before Mark was on. I said it when he was on. I mean, I would have liked it because I'd say, okay, well, good. It's for the Alabama truckers, something I support. But it turns out to be a dang good song as well. All right, let's get a couple texts read here. Let's see. Heywood. He's talking about the Gulf Shores airport here. I think it's heady stuff. 4 months and 40,000 passengers. Haywood says 40,000 in 4 months. Does that equate to 10,000 less cars clogging the tunnels? Bravo. Yeah, it's people that may be, I think you're right, because a lot of that traffic, you know, they pick these airports on places where people that like to vacation down in South Baldwin come from. That just makes sense. Where are the people that are coming down here? Where are they coming from? Let's give them a flight, and they're flying right in. And, you know, that way they fly, I mean, what, within, imagine for that airport in 30 minutes, they're at their condo and they're doing beach stuff. So, good. And I'm going to have more interviews like we always do with Mobile Airport Authority. Like I said, several times I've discussed this over the years, and they said they don't see it as a direct competitor with the new Brooklyn, that it's a kind of a different thing. So we'll see what happens here. But I guess good for you with the Gulf Shores Airport. That's pretty heady stuff. Here we go. Like, we can't go too long without too much agreement on the text line. So let's get this one. Unnamed texter. What's the deal? Oh, I love this. What's the deal? Does white man feel threatened by black woman, by black women? You have a hate towards them. Black women are a lot smarter than you think. So, texter, first of all, what do you know from anything? What do you know from anything? First of all, no. Second of all, okay, so do I feel threatened by black women? No, I do not. No, this one's this is not asking me. This is telling me I have hate towards them. Okay. I don't know where you're coming from, texter. You don't know me. And black women are a lot smarter than you think. How smart do you think I think they are? I love the fact you make assumptions like a fool without backing anything up. So, I mean, you keep it up. It's, you know, I will read your text as you attempt to impugn my character. I will always read your text. I appreciate those. All right. Terry says, white man. I've never referred to as white man. I just represent me. No other, not member of any other white man club. Terry says, my biggest issue with commercial flights to and from Mobile are the use of regional jets. They are not comfortable for me, and I prefer larger aircraft. Yeah, and I think, you know, they do fly some bigger aircraft out of here, depending on the demand. The problem is, and I don't like the regional jets either, but they already carry the number of people they have to fill them up. You know, that's a market-based thing. If there were more people, they would fly in bigger jets. Yeah, I don't, but believe me, I make that flight to get to Atlanta, and you're on that thing quite often. You're going to be on that smaller jet. But I still think, and I don't know what size, I think they're more like a regional jet size that's going to and from into the Gulf Shores Airport. I don't think they're big aircrafts. I could be proven wrong on that, but I don't think they're the big aircraft. But the demand is, you get it to go right into where people can go vacation. Also, this came up on the news earlier. Fairhope Police Department officers have arrested three people now accused of stealing merchandise from multiple stores and selling it on social media. According to the FPD news release, two people were seen by Walmart security trying to leave the store with a shopping cart full of items they did not pay for on September 13th. All right, so here's the first part of the crime. And then the pair was able to reach their vehicle and escape. Entire incident captured on surveillance video, because y'all know if you're outside and you're inside, and you're pretty much anywhere inside your house, maybe you're monitoring, there's a camera watching you these days. So these people get away with the loot here. And they said, they got to the vehicle and escaped. Officers said on September 17th, a woman was seen parking the vehicle that was caught on surveillance cameras and allegedly involved in the previous theft. The officers reportedly arrested the woman after a foot chase. Investigation in the case reportedly led officers to discover a third suspect involved. They had $9,000 worth of merchandise stolen to sell online. The items recovered and returned to the store. But the online thing. It said on social media. I'm just going to guess Facebook Marketplace. I'm sure they're somewhere else. But on Facebook Marketplace, the number of things that you look on there and you go, is that stolen? I've joked about this in a way on boat stuff that I pay attention to. When someone has, 25 anchors and anchor chains and lines for sale, I just wonder how the heck they ended up with those. If they have, every week they have two or three Yeti coolers they're selling, same person, I wonder how they got that. If there's, you know, not that once in a while somebody doesn't sell all their rods and reels, but the same person every month or so has a full suite of offshore fishing rods and reels they're selling. I just wonder. I just, you know, is it too hard to make that bust? But in this case, they were stealing the stuff from Walmart. And then I guess they said they social media. I didn't say which one. They selling it on social media. So I don't know. What's your responsibility there, too? If you see some deal that you could never, like, is the deal too good to be true? And you see something for sale online, should you question it before you go buy it? Or are you just going to go get the deal? And how good of a deal is it before you think, something's fishy on that versus, maybe it's on the up and up. I don't know. The guy that always has like 30 anchors and chains for sales, he always worries me. All right. So Paul Feinbaum takes over here in just minutes. We'll do it all again tomorrow at 11 noon for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Hopefully I get a chance to see you today or tomorrow or Sunday at the G&D Farms Outdoor Expo here at the grounds.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.